Privy and Jito Labs, launch full send to speed up. Solana Transactions, Privy, the wallet infrastructure company Stripe acquired, has partnered with Jito Labs on a tool called FullSend that routes every Solana transaction directly to the network's current block-building leader. The announcement was shared by CoinMarketCap on July 10, 2026. The pitch is narrow and technical. Get transactions in front of the validator that is actually building the next block, rather than letting them bounce around the network hoping to arrive in time. Solana traded at $78.77 as of July 10, 2026, up 2.2% on the day, with the broader market reading fear at 30 on the Fear and Greed Index. The full send news is an infrastructure update, not a price catalyst, but it targets one of the most persistent complaints about building on Solana: transactions that silently fail to land. The bottleneck full send targets on Solana: a transaction normally propagates through the network before reaching the validator scheduled to produce the current block. During busy periods, that path is where transactions get dropped. A user signs, the app says sent, and nothing confirms. For a consumer app, that looks like a broken product, even when the chain itself is healthy. Full send cuts the detour. By sending each transaction straight to the leader, the tool aims to raise the share of transactions that make it into a block on the first try. Jito Labs already operates the infrastructure that gives it visibility into the current and upcoming block leaders, which is what makes this kind of direct routing practical rather than guesswork. For developers, the value is fewer retries and fewer support tickets from users who thought their payment or swap failed. For end users, it means the spinning state after tapping confirm should resolve faster and fail less often. Wallet layer meets validator layer. Privy sits at the wallet layer. It handles key management and transaction signing for apps that want to embed crypto without forcing users through a separate wallet download. Stripe bought the company to bring that plumbing into its own payment stack. Jito Labs sits lower down, close to Solana's validators and block production. Combining the two puts transaction routing under the control of the same system that creates the wallet in the first place. That vertical reach matters for anyone building payment-style flows on Solana. A card top-up, a stablecoin transfer, or an in-app purchase all depend on the transaction landing quickly and reliably. Routing improvements at the leader level are the kind of unglamorous fix that changes whether a mainstream user trusts the experience. Solana has become a common settlement layer for consumer crypto spending. Several card programs already lean on it, including Solflare's card and Redot Pay's Solana card variant. Faster, more reliable inclusion is a direct benefit for any product where a user is standing at a checkout waiting for confirmation. The limits of a routing tool, full send, addresses inclusion, not the underlying cost or congestion. It does not change Solana's fee market, and it does not add block space. During extreme demand, when many parties are all trying to reach the same leader, priority fees and compute limits still decide who gets in. A direct pipe to the leader helps, but it is not a bypass around the economics of a full block. The announcement also came through a third-party account rather than a detailed technical post from either company. So specifics on rollout, availability, and any cost to developers were not spelled out at the time of writing. Teams evaluating full send will want to see the integration terms and whether the routing is exclusive to Privy-managed wallets or exposed more broadly. For crypto card users, none of this requires action. It sits well below the surface of any app they touch. The practical read is simple. Infrastructure work like this is what makes spending from a self-custodial wallet feel closer to tapping a normal debit card, one drop transaction at a time.